Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Boston Children's Museum is working to give affirmation and a sense of community to trans and non-binary kids. A new exhibit called Protect Trans Dreams asks those kids about their favorite things and how they would change the world. The exhibit comes from a non-binary artist who spent the last few years getting to know the kids and painting portraits of them. WBUR's Christella Guerra gives us this look.
When you ask a child about their dreams, nothing seems impossible.
I love exploring woods, climbing trees, and taking care of my chickens. If I could change anything, I would want a world with no pollution.
What adults find immutable, kids see as brimming with possibilities.
I love animals, making art, and cooking clam chowder. I want to be a veterinarian when I grow up. My favorite animals are wolves, sloths, dragons, pandas, and my guinea pigs, Caramel and Oreo.
The sense of magic, imagination, and curiosity is captured in Noah Grigney's art. A gallery at the Boston Children's Museum is full of bright pastels, like an Easter egg hunt or a field of wildflowers. Recordings play above each portrait, and you hear Frida, who's 9, Jupiter, who's 11 and uses they-them pronouns, and Ravi, a 10-year-old who has a very specific dream.
I want people to stop thinking boys can't wear dresses. There's nothing I want more in life than to wear dresses, write stories, and express all my crazy ideas. I want you to be yourself. And I'll be myself. Love yourself for who you are, and don't be afraid to.
Grigney grew up in Georgia and came out as trans at 13. They wanted their subjects to experience what they didn't while growing up. Agency, affirmation, and community. Part of that meant painting each kid exactly as they asked to be painted.
For example, Lily wanted me to draw her hugging a baby coyote, because that's her favorite animal. And she wanted me to draw her in a field of sunflowers. And Jupiter wanted me to draw him as a veterinarian with his guinea pig Caramel, with wolves in the sky.
On a recent weekend, Grigney teaches a watercolor workshop to a room of parents and little ones. They begin by reading a book they illustrated called It Feels Good to Be Yourself.
Your feelings about your gender are real. Listen to your heart. No matter what your gender identity is, you are okay exactly the way you are, and you are loved.
The kids were given mirrors and told to create self-portraits in their dream world. One boy with red hair drew a picture emphasizing his bright green eyes and freckles. His father, Patrick Murtaugh, was glad his son had this experience.
Yeah, I mean, we certainly want to expose them to everything, and just, you know, being respectful of everybody and making them feel welcome, I think is really important, especially in today's society.
A few parents wish they'd gotten more of a heads up. They hadn't yet talked about gender identity with their kids. One mother expected her 4-year-old to have many questions. But other kids seemed to understand. Like one little girl who wore a shirt that said, "Dragons are a girl's best friend." She thought about it and then suggested an edit.
I think after we heard the story, instead of a dragon is a girl's best friend, it should be a dragon is a person's best friend.
Grigney's subjects visited the museum to see the paintings with their families. They marveled at their portraits. Luke with his guitar and green hair, Ravi in a rainbow wig and beautiful dress. His mom, Nandini Roy, calls Ravi her ray of sunshine. Together, they talk about their dreams.
What are my dreams?
Are they the same as mine?
Well, I mean, I always tell you that I dream, I hope that you will always feel happy and healthy, especially now, that I dream that our world will get a little bit kinder.
Ravi listened and smiled. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Christella Guerra.